听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi Ping, how's things? You know, I had a bit of a run-in with the lecturer today.
Why? What happened?
Well, she said I was being rude and making her stomach turn.
What? Why?
I had a runny nose and I was just, like, sniffing, you know.
Were you just sniffing a little bit, or were you actually sniffing it all up and making a noise?
I thought it was just normal.
The thing is that in the West, they really hate it when you do that in a noisy way, especially if you keep on doing it without blowing your nose, you know, or you swallow the phlegm. They find that really disgusting.
Yeah, but blowing your nose is worse, surely?
Not in Europe. In fact, it's more polite to blow your nose and make a noise than it is to sniff noisily and swallow the catarrh. That's a big no-no.
I didn't know that. They must think I'm a pig. You know, there was this Italian guy in our seminar, and he was always blowing his nose really loudly into this big white cotton handkerchief, like a foghorn, then stuffing it up his sleeve. All the Japanese and Chinese looked really embarrassed.
I know. It's difficult, isn't it? There was this Japanese guy in our class, and he was so scared to blow his nose, even though he had a massive cold and his nose was running like mad. He had 5 packets of paper hankies on the table in front of him, and he just kept wiping his nose and sniffing. Anyway, one of the other students picked up the hankies and asked him why he had Japanese hankies, as he'd been in England for 6 months. You know what he said?
What?
He said, "Oh, my mum sent them to me because English hankies are too rough."
What a sissy.
Yeah, and he was wearing a pink jumper as well.
Yeah, mummy's boy.
You see, they find us weird the same way we find them. I guess there are loads of things like that that we have to watch out for. You know, habits and customs and things.
Yeah, my teacher told me that when he was in China, he just couldn't get used to the way people didn't queue up. He knew that it wasn't the custom and that he should just jostle and shove, but he couldn't get used to it.
Well, you know what they say, when in Rome. I think if you just show goodwill, smile, and say sorry, then most people understand, don't they?